Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Kinley Jackson and Ellen Weinstein. Ellen is a faculty member at the Sitka Arts and Science Festival this week, and they're here to talk about a presentation she's giving this evening at 7 p.m. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Kinley, can you tell me a little bit more about the Sitka Arts and Science Festival, about its background and its relationship to the camp and how it's funded, all that good stuff?
Sure. Yeah. The Sitka Arts and Science Festival is a project that came really, I think, out of a passion that I have in the arts and working for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and also capitalizing on the wonderful resources we have in town here with the science and the Science Center and the research that scientists are doing in Sitka and people that are interested in coming to Sitka for experiences in both arts and science. And it's one of our first forays at the camp into doing adult programming, so we're testing it out. So it is a partnership between the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and the Sitka Sound Science Center, and we have grant funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. So this is the second year of this program. And participants have come from around the state and from a few other states. So we have about 50 participants over the course of 2 weeks. And folks are here to take a workshop. So Ellen has been teaching a group of folks about collage this week. And we also have a botany workshop and a photography workshop and a fish skin sewing workshop that are all happening this week. And then next week we have other workshops. And every evening we have a lecture series that people from the community are invited to for free. It's in the Otis Theater. And we'd love to have you come out tonight to hear Ellen talk about her work as an illustrator. Last night we heard from Audrey Armstrong, who shared her life as an Alaska Native and talked about her work as a fish skin sewer. So lots of fun stuff happening and lots of access points for people that are interested in both the arts and science and the experience of those disciplines coming together in Sitka.
And Ellen, I understand that in your illustrations, art and science sometimes converge. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I actually, I've been an illustrator for a little over 20 years, and I work for a big variety of clients, advertising publications, I do books. But I seem to have a subset of science publications and science articles that I work with, and which is great for me because as a kid, I loved science. I was one of those kids who was always taking things and sticking it under a microscope and blowing myself up with a little chemistry set when that was still legal. So it's been it's kind of been a great way to circle back to that childhood interest and kind of deeply explore different subjects. And it's actually the science articles are some of my favorite things to illustrate.
And you illustrate articles in the Nautilus magazine, is that correct?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of work with Nautilus magazine, which is a wonderful science publication, and also the science section of the New York Times, Scientific American, a lot of different, and just different science articles for different publications.
And what? How did you get into illustration and art? Can you tell us a little bit about your arts background?
Sure. Well, I'm going to save it for tonight. But no. Well, I grew up in New York City, and I went to ironically, there's some specialized high schools in New York. It's a wonderful arts programming there. But I applied for a science school and an art school, mm-hmm. and I got into both. But the art school had a shorter commute. So it was a shorter subway trip for me. So I went to the art school, and that kind of pointed me in the direction of going to art college and the career that I have now, which is just really wonderful.
And what are some of the projects you've worked on recently that have given you a lot of joy?
Well, thank you. Now I get to plug my books. I actually just finished two books. One is a children's book that's coming out in September about the Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama. And that was a collaboration with the Museum of Modern Art. And then I have another book that I wrote and illustrated that's coming out with Chronicle in spring of 2018 that's about a personal interest of mine and superstitions.
Oh. And is that one directed toward children or adults?
No, that's actually directed towards adults. And because a lot of the work that I do is more of a skimming the surface, I do a lot of quick things for magazines and newspapers. I don't necessarily have to do a lot of research to accomplish those, but this was an opportunity to just really fully explore. And again, it's kind of, and that's something I've been talking to my class about this week, is the idea that when you're a kid, you become really fascinated with certain things, and you just want to learn all about them. But as adults, we seem to kind of get away from that. Mm-hmm. So this class is sort of an opportunity for that, but also working on this book has been an opportunity for me to reconnect with something I'm interested in and just have the time to do that.
And what are some of the superstitions that fascinate you the most?
Oh, well, I'm too superstitious to share those.
Oh.
No, these were actually an exploration of people who are very accomplished, artists, musicians, historical figures, politicians, and what their personal practices, rituals, and superstitions are, mm-hmm. or were.
Oh, wow. And who are some of the artists and people who inspire you as an artist and an illustrator?
You know, there's just so many. I mean, I've been largely inspired by surrealism, you know, Man Ray, Magritte, Dali, like all of those classics. But I also take a lot of inspiration from fiction, from movies, from music. There's just different pieces of everything that I find really interesting. And also nature. So it's been really, really wonderful to be here. Which is quite different from New York.
Yeah, as a science kid, you must be enjoying hanging out in Sitka and seeing all of the different wildlife and everything.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the other day we went out and did like a low tide pool walk, which mm-hmm. was just fantastic. I mean, that was just, you know, seeing the ocean floor drained mm-hmm. and getting up close to things that, you know, you normally wouldn't see. And just walking around, it's just really, really astonishingly beautiful here.
Is this your first time in Alaska?
It is.
Yeah. And I guess, can you tell me a little bit more about the workshop and what you've been teaching or what you will be teaching this week?
Well, I keep it pretty open just to kind mm-hmm. of work with each student and see what their interests are. But we're working in collage, and collage I think of as just a way to kind of manipulate things, move things around, work with real objects, photography. So each person so far in the workshop, as it's designed to be, has their own approach to it. So we started out with a self-portrait of yourself as an animal, because mm-hmm. I love anthropomorphic mm-hmm. Work. And so a few people are finishing up that. And then we're doing a series of posters or a poster to advertise the festival. So I asked each student to kind of further explore what they're interested in, whether it's the history, the native culture, ecology, the ocean, plants, and like use that as the basis for their poster. So come Thursday night and see the results.
Thursday night, is that an exhibit?
Yeah, it is.
Work?
So Thursday night, we have a showcase and reception of the student work that's been created throughout the week. So it's at 7 p.m. and it's upstairs in the Otis Theater in the Del Shirley Room. Mm-hmm. And everyone is invited. We'll have refreshments, and the work of Ellen's class will be out, mm-hmm. and some fishskin baskets and photographs from Clark Mishler's class. And our botanists will surprise us with what they're going to display that night. So,
well, it's all going to be kind of a surprise, right?
Yeah, it will be a surprise. So come check out the surprise with all of us.
And then, so that's Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Otis Theater. And then this evening at Otis Theater, you're giving your talk. Mm-hmm. And is that just about you and your background, or what can people expect?
Yeah, well, what can people... Good question. No, I'm going to be sharing my work and my process a little bit, and I love taking questions. We don't have a call in here, so come tonight.
Yeah, well, I've been speaking with Ellen Weinstein and Kenley Jackson. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Come join us. I think... The root of the festival is really in curiosity, and I think mm-hmm. that's what unites both disciplines, curiosity and problem solving. And what I love seeing with the folks that are here joining us for the week, and you can become one of them too if you join mm-hmm. us in the evenings, is really the chance to be a learner and to ask questions and to examine a subject you may not know much about, and sort of add to your breadth of knowledge about the world and how other people work and how these two disciplines intersect. So I think that's the root of what we're trying to do here for these 2 weeks.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
I've been speaking with Ellen Weinstein. She's an illustrator and a faculty member at the Sitka Arts and Science Festival. She'll be speaking this evening at 7 p.m. at Otis Theater.